on KFM.
With Mangard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
And joining me in studio this week for Crime Watch is Garda Mo Nerney. Mo, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. Of course, Mo, the first incident for Crime Watch is, of course, the fatal road traffic collision that occurred on Sunday morning, 16th of June, in Moon. Again, investigations are still ongoing. Garda are looking for information.
Yes, good morning, Hannah, and thanks again for having me on. So yes, so the big one this week is unfortunately the fatal road traffic collision that happened last Sunday morning on the M9. This was approximately at 3 a.m, Hannah. And look, first and foremost, my thoughts are with those injured in Sunday morning's horrific collision. And we're praying, and like the whole country are praying, that they will make a full recovery. So to get into the incident, so Gardaí again in Athy are investigating a fatal road traffic collision. It happened on the M9 in South Kildare, so it's near Moon. So Moon is in South Kildare, as I say. So this happened at approximately 3 a.m. on the northbound lane between junction 3 and 4 between Moon and Castledermot. There was a black BMW that was travelling the wrong way on the northbound lane, causing a serious head-on collision when it collided with another car. So five teenagers were in this black BMW and they lost their lives instantly in the collision. In the other vehicle, there was three females and a young boy who were the occupants of the other car. And they were travelling in the right direction, heading northbound, actually heading to Dublin Airport, you know, to go on a family wedding, I believe. And, you know, what should be a joyous occasion, Hannah, ended up in absolute disaster and tragedy struck. So we're just appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the collision. Like, loads of people have come forward, but again, we're appealing to anyone or any events leading up to it. You know, anyone who's travelling on the M9, particularly between 2 and 3 a.m. last Sunday morning, to anyone who may have dash cam or other relevant footage that may be of use, just to contact the Tyne Garda station. And again, in particular, appealing to motorists who may have seen a vehicle travelling, and we're saying that was a black BMW, that may have seen this vehicle travelling in the wrong direction on the M9 during this time, or driving erratically in and around the area at the time, again between 2 and 3 a.m. And again, that's a black BMW. You know, the whole country is left reeling, Hannah, by this incident, and the counties of Kildare and Carlow have been left devastated. It does show how irresponsible and reckless driving on the wrong side of the motorway is. You know, people are left and families to pick up the pieces now. Lives have been shattered and communities have been shattered. And again, we are just wishing and praying that there is a full recovery of the three sisters and their little nephew, who I believe are from the Carlow area. So anyone with any information to contact the Tyne Garda station on 059 863 4210. Or if they do want to remain anonymous, they can do by contacting 1800 666 111. And you know, your information could be vital to this investigation and for Gardaí.
Of course, Mo, thanks for giving those details and again of who to contact. Mainly to contact the Athy Garda station or the Kildare Garda station, but of course you can contact any Garda station or to the Garda confidential line as well. Moving on then, Mo, to other incidents across the county. There was a baler stolen in the Athy area between the 12th and 14th of August.
Yes, so staying down the south of the county in Athy, there was a baler stolen from a farm shed in the Castle Ribbon area of Athy sometime between last Wednesday and Friday, which was between the 12th and the 14th of August. So entry was gained when the lock was broken on the gate of the farm. There is no CCTV available on the farm, but CCTV inquiries are ongoing in the surrounding areas. And just to give a description of the baler, Hannah, it was a New Holland long baler, estimated value in around 16,000. So, you know, huge loss in a very distressing time for a local farmer in Athy. And Athy Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have seen anything suspicious in the Castle Ribbon area between the 12th and the 14th. I know it's a broad gap of 2 days, but you know, they might have seen country roads, they might have seen something suspicious, to contact Athy on, again, 059 863 4210. Or they can call any Garda station. Or again, people might want to rename it anonymous, 1800 666 111. So yeah, that's in Athy, Hannah.
And then moving down to Monastrevin, Mo, there's a car stolen there on Thursday, the 13th of August.
Yes, so that was actually a van stolen last Thursday morning in Monastrevin, the 13th of August. So it was in the Hopkins Haven Estate in Monastrevin, and it was somewhere between 3:30 and 4:10 last Thursday morning. So a small time frame, about a 40-minute period there, where a work van was taken just off of the driveway of the Hopkins Haven Estate. This estate is just off the old Dublin Road on the R445. The owner of the vehicle woke up to realise his work van was taken from the driveway. So the vehicle was a 212D9346, and it's a white Ford Transit van. So it's a 212 Dublin Reg 9346. And it was actually recovered, the van, the next day, last Friday the 14th, in the Carlow area. So a little bit of good news there. It has been recovered and will be going back to the owner. But again, Kildare Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may notice anything suspicious in the Hopkins Havens estate or the surrounding areas of last Thursday morning to come forward. You can contact Kildare Garda Station on 045 527 730. That's 045 527 730.
And then moving over then to Kilcockmo, there is another burglary reported, this time on the 15th of August there.
Yes, so the 15th of August, last Saturday morning, Hannah, approximately 9:30 a.m, a house in the Painstown area of Donaghadee was burgled. The occupant of the house heard suspects at the back of the house trying to gain entry. So there the occupant then fled the scene of his house looking for help, and the suspect gained entry through the front door and they ransacked the home. So again, a frightening ordeal, especially when the occupant of the house was there at the time. Items were taken was a white Seiko, is a gent's watch. Now, it had no inscription or marking on it. That was taken from the occupant's home, and a Bassini single phase generator, which had a model number of PCG3500 on it. So them two items were stolen. A witness did come forward to say that there was a black Mazda. Now, we don't have a reg or a model, and CCTV inquiries are ongoing there at the minute to try get that. But a black Mazda was acting suspicious in the area of last Saturday morning in Painstown in Donaghadee. So just Gardaí and Leakslip are now seeking any witnesses to the incident or anything suspicious that other people may have seen to contact them. And again, in particular, to, you know, if anyone seen a black Mazda acting suspicious last Saturday morning in the Painstown area of Donaghadee, to contact Leakslip on 01 666 7800. That's 01 666 7800.
That is the list of incidents that Gardaí are looking at for this week, Mo. Also a reminder, and one that I'd actually forgotten about until you mentioned it off air, and it kind of gave me a little bit of a shudder, but the Leaving Cert results are out on Friday, and just raising awareness and just a reminder for everyone to enjoy themselves, but of course stay safe during celebrations as
That's it, yeah. And look, when you hear the Leaving Cert results coming out, it's like summer is being wrapped up. But yeah, so this Friday the 21st, the Leaving Cert results are out, and you know, obviously to the young people out there getting them, to enjoy your night out, but to celebrate responsibly and look out for each other and just to be safe. And that's the message we just want to get across. You know, look out for your classmates and your friends. If someone is struggling on the night or the day, check in with them. You know, remember, it's good to talk, and you know, whatever your results are, they don't define you as a person, or nor they will define your future. So you know, there's always different paths and opportunities to take if it doesn't work out first time. But again, our message is just for Friday night and over the weekend when we have our Leaving Certs out celebrating, just to mind each other, look out for each other, and foremost, enjoy the night as well.
Absolutely, Mo, well said. And just a reminder that it's not the be all or end all, the Leaving Cert results, but that is Garda Mo Nerney, Community Policing Unit with Naas Garda Station, for this week's Crime Watch. Mo, thanks so much for joining in studio.
Lovely, thanks.
Crime Watch on KFM
with Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed, 045 408 300, or manguardplus.ie.
Yeah, hard to believe the Leaving Cert results are already out this Friday. I remember we were only talking about when the Leaving Cert week had started back in June, but we're hoping to talk more about the Leaving Cert on Friday as well. I'm sure the next few days can be quite an anxious one for both the students, but I think for the parents as well. I remember my parents, like speaking to them even now, they are saying that they were way more nervous than for the results than I was, just because they just didn't want me to be upset or they were afraid of how I was going to be feeling. But yeah, the overall message, and maybe some students are sick of hearing it, but truly, truly, the Leaving Cert does not define you at all. And stuff does work out in the end, maybe if it's just not the original path that you intended to go down on. But that is all we have time for this morning's Kildare Today Show. A reminder, Gardaí are still continuing their investigations into that fatal road traffic collision on the M9 over the weekend near Moon. We're also keeping you up to date on it here on KFM, as well as the KFM social medias and the KFMradio.com website.